You know, that seed will pop up, amen. It will pop up on you in a minute. I thank God. We're going to talk about a good father today, because there is none gooder. That's in my dictionary. There's nobody greater, nobody gooder, nobody better than the Father that we serve. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. You know, everybody else, you may as well say amen, because it's the truth. Amen. Hands down, you know, he's better than anybody. When I think of a good father, I think of a protector. Amen. When I think of a good father, I think of a caregiver, a provider that comes to mind. And we're going to talk a little bit about how God provides. Amen. I don't know about nobody else, but I know God is still providing. He's still providing. Amen. He still will provide. He's a good father. That's what good fathers do, don't they? They take care of their seed. Amen. There's a seed out there, and some fathers don't care about that seed that they put out there. You know, they just throw the seed to the side. Amen. But there are some good fathers out there that still go to those seeds that don't belong to them and still be an example to them. Amen. God needs to raise. It's time for the men to rise up. Whether you got children or not, you still can be an example. You can be a mentor. You can help somebody, some kid, some person out there needs mentoring. Ain't always kids, some grown up. You know, some people didn't grow up with mom and daddies in the house. You know, they was absent, you know, one of them. The mother was gone or the father was gone. Amen. Back in the day, it used to be the father, but now it seems like the mamas are deserting the children. Amen. You know, I mean, we just need good men, trustworthy men. Amen. Men that's going to tell you the truth. Men that's going to love you. Men that's going to pick you up. Men that's going to be that example, lead and guide you. Amen. We need some good men. And we have this example before us. Our God, he's a great example of being a good father. I heard you this morning how you testified about how good he was. And you played the songs about how good the Father is. Amen. You know, how good he is, how he kept you. You know, how he's protecting you, how he's providing and watching over you. Amen. That's what you call a good father. And he leaves you an inheritance. Amen. He just don't just run off and spend all this money. I heard people saying, well, don't leave the kids nothing. Just spend it all. If it's a dime, you know, if I live long enough, all I got is a dime, I'm going to leave a dime. I ain't going to spend a dime. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to do it out. I'd rather do it out just to leave them something. Amen. We call that what? Generational wealth. You have to pass this down, but, you know, it's not money all the time. You know, we got to pass some good stuff down, some stuff, some faith, some hope. Amen. You know, you can have all the money in the world, you know, but still lose it. That money would slip your hands. But when you got faith, faith to get you what you need. Amen. Faith to take you where you need to go. Amen. And so I thank God for a good father. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, all the good fathers that's in here and that's out there that's listening. Happy Father's Day to you. And may God bless you. Continue, fathers, to lift up that bloodstained banner and raise the bar. Because it's a job being a father. It is a job. It's an everlasting, longing job of being a father. Amen. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our good father, being Genesis 22. Chapter 22. And that's what I think about a good father. What I think of fathers, you know, somebody who provides, who instructs, they comfort, they loves, you know, they prepare you, try to get you ready for, you know, for that season, you know, that's ahead. Mom and daddy say, you know, you got to put your money up for a rainy day. You talk to somebody in this generation about a rainy day. They look at you like, what are you talking about? You know, for hard times, you know, you're going to have some hard times. Amen. But you got to, if you got a good father, he makes it better for you. You know, he does. He makes it easy. I know God makes it easy for me when I think of him. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for being a good father. I want to thank you for the example that you have been to us and that you are to us, Lord God. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for preparing us, oh God, that we may be preparers, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we thank and praise you for your keeping power, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us, Lord, each and every day, God. Lord God, not only when we're going to work, God, but Lord God, while we're at home, while we're in the stores, oh Lord God, Lord, we can be sitting on our yards, oh God. God, you just good and you protect us, Father. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will look out, God. Look on, Father God, those that are sick, Father God. Those, Father God, that are destitute, Lord God. Those that have nobody, Lord God, to turn to, Lord. God, we pray for them, Father God. We pray for those, Father God, that are incarcerated, God. God, we pray for mercy, Father God. We pray for those that are in the hospital, God. Somebody, oh God, is declaring they are well, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, Lord, that you will heal them, Father God, because by your stripes, we are already healed, God. We ask that word will come to fruition, Lord God. What the devil pronounced on them, Lord, they decided, God, to go against what the doctor say, God. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that you, God, will give them a miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. Now, God, I ask that you lead and guide me, Lord God. Use me for the time that you're giving me, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a good praise, a real good praise. Hallelujah. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, who thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering up on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. They went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Here I am. Here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac was so obedient, but he noticed something that he had to ask a question. I see the fire, I see the wood, but Daddy, where that offering at? You know, we got to have a lamb for the offering. Daddy, where is he? And the father said, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering so they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the altar and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife and to slay him. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. It's time to lift up your eyes, saints. And he looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. That is some faith, ain't it? And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. We're talking about a good father that will provide. Here it is, Abraham is obeying his father to go and sacrifice his only son that he loved, his only begotten son that he loved. And when Abraham begins to sacrifice this boy, God calls out to him, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham, here I am. And he turned around and he saw this ram stuck in the thickets for a sacrifice. And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh. I want you to know that God is a provider. Amen. And I don't care. You may not be on Mount Moriah. You may not be in the valley. You can be at home. He can still be your Jehovah Jireh. Amen. When you're at work or you're out there in the street, no matter where you're at, God still can be your Jehovah Jireh. All you got to do is obey him. Amen. And God is still providing like he provided back then. Provide, make available or use, supply or equip with. God is equipping us with something. Amen. He's a good father and he provides us with strength. God provides us with wisdom. Amen. He provides us with the wisdom so we can know how the enemy operate. Amen. Paul said, what did he say? He said, I would not have you ignorant of the enemy's device. God gonna give you some wisdom so you can be able to understand, amen, what God is trying to do for you. Amen. How he wants to lead you and guide you. So God provides us and he supplies us and he equips you. That's what I call a good father. Amen. You know, when you got a child you're trying to rear up, one child is enough. But when you got several of them with all these different, you know, attitudes, all these different mindsets, you know, God got to give you something to deal with that. Amen. First of all, he got to give me some patience. Amen. God give you patience. Amen. You know, God had patience, didn't he? He had patience with all of those folk that got on Moses' nerve. Moses said, I'm sick of these folk, Lord, but God had patience. He could have just got rid of them really quick. Amen. But God gives you what you need. He's a provider. Amen. That's what I like about this God. There's so many things about God. There's so many things about a father that we can talk about, you know, how he prepares you. Amen. You know, you get your children, you prepare them for, you try to prepare them the best you can. Amen. For the world, because you know what's out there in the world. You know, it's all kind of drugs, you know, sex, violent, you know, they can get hooked up with all kind of stuff. So you try to prepare them as best as you can, but you put all you can put in them and God got to do the rest. Amen. That's what makes you a good father, because when you've done all you can do, amen, all you got to do now, all God requires you to do now is just stand. Amen. Because he got it from here, you know. You know, God said, you know, you can take them as far as you can, but I take them the rest of the way. Amen. That's what a good father does. I know what I'm talking about, because that's what he did for me. My daddy took me as far as he could. He prepared me as much as he could for the world. Talk me about money. Talk me about working. Talk me about life. But there's some point a time that I was out of his presence. I was out of his hands. Amen. And when I was out of his hand, I was just exchanged hands. Amen. I was in God's hand. Amen. So your God, your father, he's a provider. He's going to provide your kids, amen, with the wisdom that they need out there. He's going to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Amen. They might get a little scuffed. They might get a little scuffed. You know, somebody might do them wrong, rile you up. You know, Kofi talked to me the other day about how something happened with him in his life, and It made me mad. So, you know, I'm going to call them. I'm thinking to myself, they ain't going to talk to me. You know, they told him that he was paying his credit off too fast. And they closed his account. I said, what kind of stuff is that? You know, they want you to be in debt, but God don't want you in debt. Count it all joy, Kobe. But I got mad. You know, I stood up and got to walk around, started looking down at the floor. And what can I do? What can I call him and say? Nothing, because you ain't on account. They won't even speak to you. But I said, count it all joy, Kobe. God don't want you in debt. Amen. God want us all free. Amen. Who the Son make free is free indeed. And God wants you to be free from debt. Amen. He don't want you with all of that debt. But they closed his account because he was paying his card off. Like, that's what we told him. I said, don't you use your card if you ain't got the money to pay for it. So all you're going to do is just build up a debt. And they love that. They get you in a place where you can't get out. Amen. They get you in a place where it's too much for mama, too much for daddy, because mama and daddy got debt. You know, the devil knows what he's doing. Amen. But you got to train your child up in the way that he should go. You got to try to educate them as much as you can. Amen. And you not just tell them. You know, it's good to give them some good information. But it's even better when they see you doing it. When you live in that life, Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. Amen. And the kids, the family, they're going to do what they see their mom and daddy do. Amen. And so I can't be just, you got to pay your bills, boy. Stay out of debt. You in debt, daddy? Or you in debt? Come on now. A good father going to tell you what's right. Amen. He going to provide for you. He going to supply your needs. Amen. He's going to equip you with what you need. He provides you or he gives you strength. Amen. And that's what a good father does. You know, he can't, when he gives you strength, he puts something inside of you. He gives you a word that strengthens you. He gives you a word, give you some kind of confident that you can go on. Amen. He puts something in you and tell you something that will keep you afloat. Amen. Because a lot of people out there, they don't have a good word. They ain't got nobody speaking to them. They ain't got nobody speaking life to them. Amen. They ain't got nobody speaking wisdom to them. Amen. They just out there, you know. But God gives you strength, you know, and we all need strength today. We need strength to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We need strength to stand in the street. We need strength to stand for these tests and trials, these fiery trials that's going to come up on us. We need strength for every test, amen, that we're going to face. But God gives it to you. How? It's in the word. You know, he's your refuge. He's your strength, amen. All you got to do is ask him, Lord, how do I get out of this? Ask him, Lord, which way do I go so I won't get in this? You know, you ever have a child come to you and ask you first before they make a move? Should I? That's what David did, didn't he? You know, King David, you know, what? Should I go? Lord said, go. Lord, will I overcome? You shall overcome. Amen. You got to put something in your children. Amen. You got to let them know that they can. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I'm your Father, God the Father. Amen. He said, I'm going to strengthen you. God going to strengthen you in the time of need. Amen. And everybody needs some strengthening sometime or another. A real father will always be there for you and with you. When you're going through your valleys, he's with you. Amen. And he's with you sometimes. Amen. He's with you just sometimes. My father's always with me. He's with you all the time. I don't care if you're going through the valley of the shadow of death. He's still with you. I don't care if you're locked up in prison. God is with you. Your father is with you. Amen. I don't care if you're in the hospital. Your father is with you. Amen. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. A real father will always be there to keep you, to encourage you when things seem like they're just impossible and you can't see your way out. You know, when things get too hard, when the situation tells you that you can't, you know, be in a situation that you can't see no way out of this. You know, and I think about the situations that I was in. I think about the situation, you know, my brother was in. You know, it just seemed like it was just impossible. We don't know what to do. You know, you don't have the answer. You ain't got the answer. You ain't got the answer. You ain't got the answer. I ain't got the answer. Nobody got the answer. All we got to do is take it to our Father in prayer. He got the answer. He going to tell you what to do. Amen. He going to give you the strength. He going to rear you up. Amen. He going to fight your battles for you. A real father will going to always be there. He going to tell you that you can't. He going to tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can do it. You ever have a child come and you say, I can't do this. I don't know. I just can't. You know, there was a time when we first got saved, we was loving on God like never before, but we love him still the same. But there were certain things that Tawana used to tell our kids, can't ain't in our vocabulary. Don't say you can't do nothing. You can do it. If you apply yourself, you can do it. If you want to do it, amen. You can do what? All things. Through Christ, your Father, that strengthens everything. You can do what you want to do. Amen. You can get out there and act up. Yeah. I got out there. I wanted to act up. I got out there and act up. I wanted to go to a club late at night where they acting a fool. I did it. I wanted to go somewhere where they were shooting dice. Brother Al, I did it. Oh, don't crucify me. I hope y'all ain't on the casino. You shooting dice on the casino. You crapping on this casino. I was just in a freezer. I was in somebody's gangway. Amen. But now it's out in the open. I was hiding my sin. I knew it was wrong. But I did what I want to do. You do what you want to do. Amen. You do what you want to do. You may not shot no dice. Amen. But you did some other things. Yeah, you did some other things that's in your closet. You know, you did a whole lot of other things. But a father don't encourage and tell you, you ain't got to do that. All you got to do is work hard. All you got to do is put in that sweat. You know, all you got to do is go get you a 9 to 5. All you got to do is go get you some education. You know, invest in yourself. And I tell people, I tell my children, I tell other young people, invest a few hours a day in yourself. Go to school. Educate yourself. You know, it can last you a lifetime. A few hours a day will take you way over the hump. Amen. So you need some fathers out there that's going to strengthen you, that's going to keep you encouraged when things seem impossible, when you feel like that you can't do it no more, when you feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. You just got to step up and tell them as a good father, yes, you can. I did it. Amen. And I said, well, it was easy back in your day. It was easy back in your day. I beg the difference. It was much harder back in them days. It's hard today, but back in them days, it was real hard. Back in them days, when the stories that I heard, I have to sit back and wonder how I made it over. I made it over because I had a good father. Because the stories that I've heard that you've told me will make me say, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I've said before, I'd rather be in the grave than have to go through. But I thank God for the good fathers that endured the hardships, that endured the pain. I thank God for those fathers that were examples for us. Amen. That said, look, I got to live today so I can tell the story tomorrow. Amen. You got to live today so you can see your family tomorrow. Amen. So a real father, in situations like that, he's going to tell you, amen, that you can do it. You can be successful. Yes, you can. I don't care how bad the economy get. I don't care what president get up and you still can be successful. Amen. That's if you want to. Amen. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to live in the slum. That's a choice. You stay there for a while until God bring you out. But you got to be doing something. You have to work. You have to apply yourself. Amen. And a good father will tell you that you're more than a conqueror. Through him, the Father who loved us, you know. They tell me that being more than a conqueror is turning your losses into gains. Amen. They say that's what a more than a conqueror is. While a traditional conqueror simply defeats the enemy. He simply arises and he beat up the enemy, you know, but that's just it. But a more than a conqueror controls, he defeats, or to make submissive the adversity or the hardships, the difficulties, so thoroughly that the painful experience, come on now, somebody. That's what a more than a conqueror. You make your hardships, your difficulties, amen. You know, they are so painful with your experience, or the fiery trials that come upon you ultimately serves as their own ultimate growth and good for you. What am I trying to say here? That being more than a conqueror, you just don't defeat the enemy. You rise up from out your problem, from out of your circumstances. Not just defeating, you come out defeating the enemy, but also you come out gaining territory. Amen. You know, that's what more than a conqueror is. God don't want to bring you out so you can just sit there. The Father don't want to just raise you up, brought you out of darkness into a marvelous light so you can just sit there. Amen. God said, look, you've already encamped around about this mountain long enough. He said, rise up and let us go. God wants you to rise and shine because the glory of the Lord is shining. He wants you to move and conquer some territory. Amen. And Caleb said, give me this mountain. You got to tell the world, give me this mountain. I'm able to take it. I'm able to stand. Amen. Because I'm more than a conqueror. Who are you? The Father got to let you know who you are. Amen. He's got to tell you who you are. He got to put it in you. Because the world will tell you something else. The devil going to tell you something else. He going to tell you that you're low down, you're dirty, you're good for nothing. But you are more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror, he pulls down strongholds. Amen. He just don't stand there and take what the devil dish at him. Amen. He pulled down strongholds. He cast down imagination. Amen. To be more than a conqueror means you just don't survive a battle or defeat the enemy. Amen. It just don't mean that. It means rising up from where you were at. Rising up from all of that mess that you were in. And not just standing there still in the mess. You rise up in the mess, you got to go and do something. Amen. You got to get out of the mess. You got to start moving forward. Amen. You know, and God, our good Father, he raised you up out of your mess and calls you to move forward. Amen. He put something inside you to cause you to go after what he wants you to go after. Amen. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Amen. As a more than a conqueror, you emerge from your struggle entirely transformed, stronger, completely. Amen. Secure and assured that your Father, my Father, her Father is able to keep you from falling. Amen. And present you faultless. Amen. God is your good Father. Amen. And God, whatever God mean for you, is for your good. Amen. Joseph said, because what his brother did to him, he said, you meant it for evil for me. But God turned around and worked it out for my good. Amen. So a lot of times we think that whatever we're going through is God mean it for our evil. Don't say the good Father mean it for your evil. You know, people are assumed to blame daddy and mama for everything, for their mistakes. You know, don't blame God for what you did. You know, you did something and you're going to say, well, why he let that happen? Well, why did you do it? Why are you out there doing what you're doing? He ain't letting it happen. You're doing it because you want to. You have not surrendered your will. You have not surrendered your mind over to your Father. You have not submitted to the Father. Amen. And therefore, when you don't submit to the Father, the devil going to still be on your tracks. Amen. But you got to submit unto God, your Father. Resist the devil. God gives you power once you submit. He gives you the power. Amen. Once you submit to resist the devil, and he will flee, the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. So Joseph said, but as for you, you thought evil against me. The devil thinking evil against, it ain't your Father. Your Father is a good Father. Amen. But God meant it for your good. Amen. To bring a path, to bring about the past, the future that God has for you. He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Your good Father got an expected end for you. Amen. Your natural daddy, if he's a good father, he's got an expected end. He expects you to be better than him. Amen. He expects for you to be greater than him. Jesus said, greater. Greater gifts, greater miracles you're going to do. Not better. Amen. But more. Amen. You're going to conquer more territory. Amen. You're going to cast out more devils. Amen. You're going to heal more sick people because there's going to be so much more out there to do. There's so much more out there to do. You got a good father. Being more than a conqueror. When the father tells you, you are more than a conqueror. Winning without fighting. Now, you ever won a fight without fighting? You know, I had to fight my way through. I had a good father. Y'all heard this story before. My mama told me, turn the other cheek. When they smack you, they punch you in the jaw, turn the other jaw to them. And me and my brothers, I'm the youngest one, we looking like. They were like, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. We turn around and go out the door, and they're like, is mama crazy? But my good father, he told us, look, y'all come here. Y'all heard this story before. Y'all go get you some chains, some pipes, and you put them in that alley. They come mess with you, you wear them out. But you can't have blood on your hand. The good father gonna tell you, what mama said, turn the other cheek. Be still and know that I'm God. I will fight your battle. Have you ever fought? Have you ever won a battle that you didn't fight? Huh? You should say amen. Yes, I have. Because all the battles that you've been fighting, God won them for you. Everything that you came through that you testify about, God did it, not you. Amen. It was your good father that brought it. It was your good father that was winning these battles without you fighting. A traditional conqueror, he struggles through the battle himself. I know when I'm doing it myself, I'm struggling, Gwen. I mean, when I try to do this thing, I'm struggling. I just can't get it right. I can't do it. But when I sit back and watch God work, it all pans out. It all works out for the good. Amen. That's what Paul was saying. Now, we know, don't you know, that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. So when you're doing it, you're struggling, you're battling, you're fighting a fight that you can't fight, carrying the load. You know, we like to be, daddies like to be the Mr. Fix It. I can do it. Let me do it. And that's me. You know. Tawana, don't ask nobody to do nothing for you without asking me first. I got to do it first. I got to be the good father. I got to be the one that they say, well, Al did that. You know, my daddy did that. Boy, I told y'all once before I got a son. Boy, he was out there, they say he was bragging on me. I mean, it was like he was preaching. You know, when they get riled up and get to telling their story, boy, they get to doing their little dance. My daddy can do this. My daddy can fix houses. They say he's out. My daddy can fix cars. He can fix this. My daddy can do that. My dad. And he would say, my daddy can do anything. Just ask him. My daddy can do anything. I say, boy, I can't do everything. He said, but dad, you can do anything. And that's how we got to feel about our good father. I can't do anything, but I'll try. I will give a good effort so he can keep on patting the daddy on the back. I love it when my kids brag on me. Amen. I love it when my wife brag on me. God loves it. Come on now. He loves it when you brag on him. When he said, look what God done. Al couldn't do it. I asked Al, and it didn't work this time. But when I asked the good father, it happened. When I asked him to heal me, he healed me. When I asked him to deliver me, when I asked him to tell me and show me something, Al couldn't do it. You can't do it, but God can do it. Your good father can do it every time. So he was bragging, boy. I mean, he was lifting me up. I said, man, I thought about what Pastor said one time to me. He said, boy, right over here, what is you trying to do, kill me? Don't you be talking about me like that? God did it. Pastor said, God did it. It was God that did it. You know, you got to let people know it's God that does it. Amen. It ain't none of me. I'm just a vessel. Amen. He can use anybody he want to use. He's a good father. He's not only my father. Jesus said he's what? Our father. He's your father, your father. He's everybody's father that wants to come to him. Amen. And he'll show you. Amen. He's the best example out there. Amen. But it's God that's doing it, not us. Amen. I said, boy, it's not me. It's God. It's my nephew that's, I got to get this off my chest. He's doing good. The one that we're praying for, he's been having setbacks. Surgery after surgery. He called. Fred, I just called to hear your voice. I want you to pray for me now. I said, we're going to pray. He said, I don't know. I never told you this. And I ain't patting myself on the back because I gave God the glory. Then I, Tawana, he said, when I lost my father, you were my father. I'm going to tell this too on you, Tawana. He said, I was mad at Auntie. I didn't like her. He told her too. I said, really? Why? Because she took you from us. He said, but now I understand. He said, but you was the only father in my life. He said, that's why I have to call you, because your voice. He said, I love, he named my other brothers. I love them. He said, but only your voice comforts me. And I said, man, that's God. That ain't none of me. That's the God in me. That's Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's God that's witnessing to you. That's God is trying to pull you out of what you in right now. That's who that is. I said, man, that's who God. It ain't none of me. Oh, you asked Tawana, do my voice comfort her? She'll tell you, get out of here. Go in the other room, Al. You asked my kids, do my voice comfort them. Amen. But it's God. Amen. It's God that's confident. God wants to use you. Amen. God wants you to be a vessel. Amen. But I know who it is. I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. I know who's speaking to me, and I know who's speaking through me. It's God that's doing it. Not me. Me, because be honest with stuff that I have on my mind to say, don't be what come out of my mouth. Because what's on my mind to say, probably just throw things all out of whack. But God comforts. Amen. It's God that do it. And so, winning a fight without fighting, a traditional conqueror, he struggles. Stop struggling, y'all. Stop struggling with your battles. You know, through the battles themselves, to be more than a conqueror means heavy lifting is done for you. Fighting is done for you. That's what being more than a conqueror. That's how you win a battle without fighting. You know, you carrying stuff, people carrying stuff around that they ain't got no business carrying. Amen. They're trying to lift things that's past their capacity. amen, and I believe this is what my nephew was doing. He started back lifting weights. And my brother just out of nowhere calls him and said, "You been lifting weights again?" He said, "Yep, I just started." Lifting heavy, because he one of them guys that walk around just, I'm like, "Man, are you comfortable? You need to deflate." You know, I mean, I don't understand it, you know. I want to tone up, but I don't want to be where my arms locked. You ever see guys like this? That's because they be curling all the time. You know, their arms is locked. You know, and God forbid they get in the fight, they can't swing. You know, it's horrible. You know, stop trying to do things that's beyond your capacity. Let the good Father handle it. Amen. Put it in his hands. Amen. You know, the car's ain't working right. Lord, it's in your hands. People on the job clown, Lord, I put them in your hands. Amen. Count it all joy. Amen. He's got to count it. I mean, everything joy. Husband, wife ain't acting right. Put them in God's hand. Lord, you're going to fight this battle. You're going to get this thing right. Amen. You know, allowing you to reap the benefits of a victory. You know, someone else, Jesus Christ, has already secured for you. So the good Father already secured this thing for you. Why are you trying to deal with it? You know, he said the battle is not yours. You know, it's the Lord's. You know, he said it's finished. What else that you trying to do? Huh? What else you trying to prove? You got to prove something to God. Prove to God that you still have faith in him when you're going through. Prove to God that you are more than a conqueror. Prove to this Father that what he told you is the truth. That you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. You're more than a conqueror through Christ that loves you, the Father that loves you. God makes you all of those things. You're the head and not the tail. You may not feel like you're the head right now, but Al, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you are the lender and not the borrower. I don't know what he's talking about. Well, I am what he said I am. I am a lender. Even though I might have to owe somebody something, I'm paying the gas bills, but I'm still a lender. You still a lender because that's what he called you. Amen. Know that you're going, because if you don't believe what the good Father is telling you, you'll never try to make no effort in getting out of them places. Man, you know, a lot of people don't believe that they can live debt free. I believe it because I meet people. And it makes me wonder, Lord, are you talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You my child. I want you free from debt. If I made you free from sin, what makes you think God can't make you free from debt? Huh? If God can, if the good Father can free you from all sin, Jesus said, look, when Peter said, look, let me wash your feet. Peter said, no, you ain't washing my feet. Jesus said, if you don't, then you have no part in me. Peter said, wash my feet, wash everything. Just wash me, Lord. You can't partake with God. Look, Peter, you already clean. We already clean. But we keep getting ourselves in these things and keep crying out to God. The good Father he turns and gets you out of them anyway. But it feels good not to owe nobody. I had that feeling for a while. I said I had that feeling for a while. Yeah, I didn't catch that. You know, it feels good not owing nobody nothing. You know, I can sit back, go to sleep, and I wonder about how many bills I got. Is the money over here going to cover this over there? Who wants to live like that? I don't. And your Father don't want you. That's why he said train them up in the way that they should go. Amen. You got to teach them. And God has been teaching us and teaching us and teaching us. He's been teaching us about our health. Been teaching us about our money. He's been teaching us about our spiritual life. He's been teaching us and teaching us what's our problem. He's been teaching us. I'm talking about, we got a teacher that teach. Look, When Jesus said, teach them to observe all things, she didn't leave nothing out. She didn't leave nothing out. She was teaching you to observe everything that she knew. Everything. So we're going to be without an excuse. Amen. So we better get with it. So stop trying to carry things that's too heavy for you. Amen. It's too heavy for you. God, David said in Psalms 103, 2 and 4, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's a benefit to have a good father. It sure is. Boy, you got that right good father, and go to the father. Father, I want a Bentley. Father, I need $3,000. Father, I want a house. Father, I need this. Father, I need that. That good father give, but we got a greater father. Amen. He just ain't going to just give you that kind of stuff because you want it. He said, I'll supply what? All your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's what he said. But he also said, look, I will even give you the desires of your heart. That's what he said. But something else got to be in order. Delight thyself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. See, we want the desires, but we don't want to be delighting ourselves. We don't want to see, find out what it is to delight ourselves in the Lord. We don't want to find, we want to shoot off at the mouth. Look, you're talking too much, Al. You said too much right there now. You know, that's it right there. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, delight yourself. Study to be quiet. Be slow to speak, swift to hear. You know, and slow to wrath. Amen. He said, don't forget all your benefits with a good father. And I know we got a good father that has many benefits. Amen. You know, you got people on the jobs. Young guys come to me and, hey, Mr. D's, do we get such, 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 such? I say, yeah. Do we get such, 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 such? Yeah. I say, it's all in the book. We got a union book. Those are your benefits. You better find out what you can get, what belongs to you. Matter of fact, these are your benefits, you know, and God got benefits. These, we got things out there that belong to us. Healing, what is the children's bread? You know, you're supposed to be healed. You know, you out there representing this father, this good father. I hear what you're saying, Al, but why ain't you healed? I'm made whole. I'm healed. I mean, I get some spurs every now and then, but God heals me. God does heal. God is still a healer. Amen. Yes, he will. That's a benefit. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to you. Amen. And the devil is coming in, creeping in people's houses in their mind, you know, taking stuff from them, taking their healing, taking their delivery, taking their dreams. They think they can't be what God wants them to be. They got to be because this is where I am now. This is where you are now, but you got to rise up from that place. You know, I told my sons, I said, look. I said, all of y'all may not go to college or whatever. I said, but I only got a high school education. I said, but none of y'all should stop there. You supposed to exceed, go past me. Don't fall short. I ain't look. That's a failure. And don't even come up to where I'm. I said, go past me. And all of them are surpassing me. And I said, Lord, and I just listened to them. And I said, Lord, that's what I ask you. And I thank God for it. Amen. I thank God for it. That's what a good father would tell them that they can. A good father, sometimes we want to be the top. You know, we don't want nobody passing us up. But I want all my children to go past me, every last one of them. My grandchildren, I want them to go past them. Amen. I want them to succeed in life because it's possible. It is too possible. You can do all things. God got stuff inside of us that we don't even know is there. Well, my granddaughter, man, she just awes me when she come and bring me one of her drawings. And I have to look and I say, before I ask, I look around and see if she got something she's copying off of or tracing. I say, did you draw this? She said, yeah. I said, stop telling. He said, I did, Papa. I drew it. I said, can you draw it again? She said, okay. And I'm thinking, you finna draw it now? She'd go sit at the kitchen table where I can see her and draw it again. She got a talent. But a good father got to recognize what's in the kid. A good father won't be telling her, you got to play this sport, you got to play that sport. That ain't none of her thing. You support her and what she's good at. Amen. Now, if she wants to do something else, she'll do it if she wants to do it. Amen. But everybody can't be no LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Everybody can't be no Messi, no Pele. You know, we got a lot of them great folk, but we need some people with some minds up here. We need young people with good minds. Amen. We need young people that won't be deceived. That dude ain't going to come and just tell you anything and you're going to just, fall for it. Amen. We need children with minds that will say, man, get out of here with that. Don't bother me. I'm trying to educate myself. I'm going to school to learn something, not to come up here and get a boyfriend, not to go up there and get pregnant. Now you got to put something in them before somebody else puts something in them. I mean, all kind of ways, too. And he puts stuff in these kids all kind of ways. Mess their little minds up. Amen. But you got to strengthen them. Amen. He got to do something with them, do something for them, and then it's a benefit. And we got to stop trying to carry the loads. He said, who forgives all your iniquities and heal all your diseases. Man, I just believe what the word says. Who forgives all. He didn't just put who forgives iniquity. He said all of them. All your iniquities. Some people feel like they can't be forgiven for something. I believe God can forgive me for it, but I don't think he can forgive me for that. Guys at my job were saying, hey, Al, do you think a person that raped a child, do you think God will forgive him? I said, well, why not? I said, those are the people that came for it. I said, I know, brother, we frown on that. I hate it, too. I said, can you imagine the person that comes in your presence? You have to speak nice to them. You have to be courteous to them. You have to provide for them. I said, that's what I had to do. What you mean? I said, y'all forget where I used to work at. Oh, we thought you was locked up. I said, no. I said, I used to work there, man. I used to have to feed these people. I used to have to clothe these people. I used to have to speak nice to them, not because the job said so, because my father said I was supposed to. Because my father said, such was some of you. I said, which one of y'all out there that without sin cast the first stone? Who out there ain't done nothing? But I ain't never raped no kid. You might have murdered one. Nope. I said, yes, you probably said some bad things to some people and probably made them do something really bad to themselves. See, a good father ain't going to just jump on a, you know, on the bandwagon or anybody. You know, a good father going to tell the people, you know, God forgives all iniquities. Amen. You confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's a good father. That's the kind of father that we have. And he said, look, and he healed all your disease. Don't be walking around here talking about that you can't get healed. That God don't do this no more. He did it back then. He'll do it today. Amen. God can heal cancer. The doctors, they say the doctors, they know how to do it, but they just won't bring it out because of money. Well, stop depending on the doctor and start depending and calling on God. God will do it. Your Father, which is in heaven, will heal all your diseases. Amen. We hear too many testimonies how people have got healed. We hear too many testimonies how too many people have gotten delivered from them. He said, He who forgives all iniquities and heal all diseases, who redeemed your life from destruction. I know he redeemed my life from destruction because I was a mess out there. And he crowns you with love and kindness and tender mercy. Check this out. He said, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Who satisfies your mouth, my mouth, with good things. He satisfied my mouth with good things because he showed me how good he was. I ain't got nothing bad to say about nobody, about him, about no situation, because he satisfied me. He brings me out. He heals me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He wakes me up every morning. Amen. He protects me. Amen. I ain't got nothing good. I ain't got nothing but good to say anything about my father. That's why my mouth is satisfied with some good things. It's satisfied. Your mouth satisfied with some good things. You know, so stop trying to fight your battles. Amen. Stop trying to do it on your own. God just wants you to remain steadfast and unmovable. That's what your father wants you to do. He wants you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. He's a real father, and he's going to make sure you have everything you need. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, he said, and God is able, the Father is able to make what? All grace abound toward you. He don't leave nothing out. He said all kinds of grace. You know, all grace, every kind of favor, the grace of healing, the grace of protection, the grace of strength, the grace of peace that brings unspeakable. Why are they graces? Because how do we say that we deserve it? It's a grace to have peace. That's something that you really didn't deserve. Amen. It's a grace to be healed. Amen. You know, God favors you and gives you. It's grace to have strength. Amen. It's grace to have that protection on you 24/7. Amen. Look, and you ain't got to call the police. That 24 protection sign that we got in our yard for the lawn. God is my protector. He's my healer. He watches over me day and night. He watches over my wife and children day and night. Amen. People have to watch out because everybody you think that's good for you ain't good for you. Amen. God keeps you. He watches over you. So Father wants you to know that he's concerned about you, whether you messed up or you in a mess. God is so real, and he's so faithful, even in your troubles. You know, even when you get messed up, before you get messed up, God is always there to keep you. That's what I love about him. He provides his presence with me. He provides his presence with you. He's with you wherever you go. Amen. And God don't give up on you. You know, so many parents, so many daddies just give up. You know, they throw in the towel. I'm sick and tired of these kids. You made them. You know, you brought them in the world. So they're your responsibility. You know, God brought me into his camp. He brought me into his clan. So he's taking care of me. Amen. You know, anybody that, he said, any man that don't take care of his household is worse than an unbeliever, worse than an infidel. You know, and God takes care of us. He takes good care of you. Look at you, you're clothed, not just anything. You're looking good, your hair all done, got shoes on your feet, coats, cars, houses. What else? You got food, house full of food. And don't be calling. When too much you ain't got no food, because you ain't, pastor said you ain't got no meat. You got all kind of food in your house, but I ain't got, just say I ain't got no meat. I want some meat. You know, but you got food. God provides for you. Jesus said, when I was with you, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, we didn't lack nothing. Jesus asking you, the Father's asking you today, do you lack anything? You don't lack nothing. Because everything that he has belongs to you. Amen. You just got to know how to tap into it. You just got to know how to get to the good Father. Ain't that right, Gwen? You just got to know how to smooch with the Father. She went to her daddy, I heard, and she can get anything from her daddy. Anything. Oh, Gwen, here, take it. Take this too. Take that too. God is better than that. He's better than you can't smooch me. Look, you can't snow jobs, God. Now, y'all know anything about the word snow job? You can't snow. You can't be talking all good for God, you know, because you think you're going to get what you want. You just be telling the truth, don't you? God, you good. God, you merciful. God, I know you able. You're the only one. You just telling the truth. You ain't out there trying to snow job. You ain't trying to get nothing. Lord, I'm just giving you who you are. And today we give the fathers what they are. We give that great Father, that good shepherd, amen. We give him his praise and his glory and his honor. Amen. A real father going to be with you in trouble. I remember, I'm going to let you go. I remember when one of my sons got in trouble. He said, Dad, I thought you were done with me. I thought you didn't want to have nothing else to do with me. Because he got in some trouble. And they know how I used to preach to them, stay on top of them about they do's and they don't. Man, I went to the extent to even trying to scare them, use some scare tactics. And I told him this, and that's probably why he thought that. I said, if you get in trouble, I don't have nothing to do with you. That's just going to be on you. I'm like, Lord, I hope this stuff works. But you know what? I believe God was trying me to see what I was going to do. Are you a man of your word? Are you going to keep that word? And I said, Lord, I'm so glad that God allowed me to go through the things that I went through in my life so I can know and understand what it is to forgive, so I can know and understand, you know, and know what it is, you know, to comfort, you know, to still be by somebody's side even when they messed up. Because God, the good Father, is still by my side. He stood by my side, and he's still standing by my side. When I messed up, and when I mess up, he's still by my side. I'm glad he took me the way that he took me so I can understand what it is. Amen. So he thought I was done with him. You know, and the truth be told, if I was done with him, I should have been done away with a long time ago. You know? Y'all know y'all should have been done away with a long time ago. You know? You should have been, God should just say, I'm done with you long. But his grace and his mercy, his goodness and his mercy kept following me everywhere I went. Everywhere I went. In the club, grace and mercy was there. On the street corners, grace and mercy was there because I hung on the street corners. Yeah, we held the corners down, Gwen. You know, grace and mercy was there. Even in my house where I thought that's the safest place to be, it was grace and it was mercy. It was the good Father that was watching over us, that's keeping us. We have a good example, don't we? And now that same kid who thought I was done with him doing very well. Y'all know. He's doing very well. I mean, he is doing good raising his family. I mean, I look at him and I say, Lord, I count it all joy, but I give you all the glory. To God be the glory. When people try to lift me up, when the devil try to get me puffed up in my head, I say, Lord, it's nobody but you. Because I didn't have that mind. I didn't. I love my family because I had a good, good example in my life. My daddy loved his family. He provided for his family, and that's all I wanted to do, love and provide for my family. And when I got saved, man, I was grafted into a better family. I mean, I never knew love like this. The times that I should have got it, my daddy didn't spare the rod. But my good Father, he spared me so many times, so many times. He's a good, good father, saints of God. Abraham called the place where he was going to sacrifice his son, Jehovah Jireh. I don't know where your Jehovah Jireh may be, but he will provide for you. He will provide. That's who he is. Amen. He will provide. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Amen. Paul said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you need to be saved, you want Jesus to come into your life, you need to accept him. Little ones, old ones, anybody. If you want to, you need to return back to the good father. He's there, standing there with his arms open wide. He will accept you. And here's the, let me get this off my chest. God will accept you. He accepts you as you are. But you can't stay the way you are. You got to change. You know, when we say, when we get out there and tell people, preaching to folk, trying to draw them in, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Yeah, I have. But they think that the Lord is going to come into their life and still abide in that mess. He's not. Jesus told us to go out into the world. He didn't tell us to preach acceptance. He said, preach what? Repentance. Repent and be baptized. You got to come into his family. And when you come into his family, you are a new creature. Don't think that God is going to accept everything that you do, that you're going to continue. You know, folk tell me this all the time. Well, I believe in God. I say, that's good. I've accepted him. And I can't say they haven't. But man, somewhere in your life, there's got to be a change taking place, I hope. Anybody in Christ, anybody, male, female, homosexual, heterosexual, liar, murder, thief, if anybody's in Christ, he ain't no liar no more. He ain't no homosexual no more. He's a new creature. Amen. God changes you. You may not get that change right away. You might get a change right away. But God gets down in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, and calls a change in you. It's time for us to go out there and preach what he said. Repent. Turn. And go the other way that you're going. Some people are going to accept and some people ain't. They walk with him and some accepted and some didn't. Who are we? We just got to do what he said to do. Repent. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. Repent, Peter said, in the name of Jesus, and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people have repented, a lot of people have given their life to God, but if you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized. You got to go in the water. You got to go down in the water because Jesus was baptized. We got to be baptized. Know that you serve a good father. And this good father, I picked the word provider because he is a great provider for us. He's going to see about your needs. Haven't he been seeing about your needs? If he's been seeing about your needs, you ought to give God some praise. He's been seeing about my needs, so I'm going to give him some praise. He's a good father. So we recognize him as a good example for us to follow. Amen. If you don't have a father in your life, if you need a father in your life, if you don't have no children in your life, be somebody's mentor. Go out there and get some children. Raise them up in the way that they should go, in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Nobody need prayer? I do thank you again for the fathers today. God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you. And I thank God that these fathers are fathers, good fathers. They are good fathers. You can't pull them from their family. Can't pull them from their kids. Amen. But we have many more fathers out there that's not here today. God bless you. God love you for being a good father. Amen.